大家好，我是 Becky，欢迎来到我们的福音英文班。Today we are going to learn Lesson 83, Going on Holiday. Before we have the new lesson, we need to review what we have learned last time. First one, now let's look at the pictures and make our conversations. First one, where did you go on holiday? I went to the mountains. Where did you go on holiday? I went to the USA. Where did you go on holiday? I went to the beach. Where did you go on holiday? I went to the zoo. Just now we have the same topic. Where did you go on holiday? But we use the simple past tense to talk about the activities last year. Today, we are going to learn a new type that is a simple future tense to talk about our holiday. Where would you like to go on holiday this year? Okay, before we have our holiday, we really need to do something. The first thing, we need to buy a new or big suitcase. Now let's look at the picture. Suitcase. That is a compound word. We have two parts. The first part, suit, 西装套装, case, 箱子盒子. We have learned another two. Bookcase, 书柜, showcase, 展柜. Now we have the suitcase. We need to pack the suitcase. 第二个生词 pack 打包 pack the suitcase 收拾行李。我们在 pack 后面加 age， 把它构成名词形式。注意读音 package 要浊化 package， 也可以把它变成量词使用，在 pack 后面加 et。A packet of something. For example, a packet of sweets. Now let's make a sentence. The bus was packed with lots of people. 公交车里挤满了人。Okay, what's this in English? Look at the picture. That is a camera. If we want to take some good pictures,We really need to have a good camera. And then, if we want to have a holiday, we need to buy a ticket, 票. And also, we need to bring some money with us. 我们还要带上钱. Sometimes, we need to take a credit card, 信用卡. 好。当我们拿上 camera, ticket, money, and credit card, 我们就可以怎么样呀? Leave, 出发了。那我们下面来看这个单词 leave. The first one, the train is going to leave in 5 minutes. 五分钟后火车就要开了。John's wife left him for another man. John 的妻子舍他而去。投入了另一个人的怀抱。Number three, leave it to me, he said. 把这件事交给我来做就好了，他说道。The famous actress left all her money to charity. 著名的女影星把她所有的钱都留给了慈善机构。好，那我们在收拾行李之前，家里面会出现这样的场景，请看图。We need many things, so sometimes our room will be untidy. Yes, we will say, look, what a mess. 那我们来学下一个词 mess, 杂乱的。常用短语 in a mess. That means at 6 and 7. 在英文中我们使用的数字是6和7。翻译成对应的汉语是乱七八糟的。For example, your room is in a mess. What a mess! 好乱呀。 Now let's go into our text. Turn to page lesson 83, going on holiday. Before lesson, we have a question. Where did Sam go for his holiday this year? Ready?
Hello, Sam. Come in.
Hi, Sam. We're having lunch. Do you want to have lunch with us?
No, thank you, Tom. I've already had lunch. I had lunch at 12:30.
Have a cup of coffee, then.
I've just had a cup, thank you. I had one after my lunch.
Let's go into the living room, Carol. We can have our coffee there.
Excuse the mess, Sam. This room's very untidy. We're packing our suitcases. We're going to leave tomorrow. Tom and I are going to have a holiday.
Aren't you lucky?
When are you going to have a holiday, Sam?
I don't know. I've already had my holiday this year.
Where did you go?
I stayed at home.
So, where did Sam go for his holiday this year? Yes, he stayed at home. Very special. Yes? Now, let's look at the questions and answer them. Did Sam have a cup of coffee and when? Yes, he had. He had one after lunch. Number two, what's Carol and Tom's living room like and why? The room is very untidy because they are packing their suitcases. Number three, what are Carol and Tom going to do? They are going to have a holiday. Number four, when are they going to leave? Tomorrow. Okay, now let's read it together. Hello, Sam. Come in. Hi, Sam. We are having lunch. Do you want to have lunch with us? We are having lunch. 现在进行时，我们正在吃饭。Do you want to have lunch with us? 你想要和我们一起吃午饭吗？ Want to do something with somebody? 和某人一起做某事。No, thank you, Tom. I have already had lunch. I had lunch at 12:30. 好，让我们来注意这个句子。I have already had lunch.此句中有两个 have, 我们把它提炼出来 ,have had。显然第一个 have 是完成时的助动词 ,have done。第二个 had lunch 是 have 的实义动词用法吃午饭。那 have had 正好出现在了一句话中。下面 ,have a cup of coffee then。那此句中的 have 是实义动词还是助动词呢？显然是实义动词，请喝一杯咖啡吧。I have just had a cup, thank you. 此句中又出现了 have just had a cup。前半句中的 have 是助动词，完成时的标志，而 had a cup of coffee, had 是实义动词。I had one after my lunch. 补充，我在我的午餐后已经喝过一杯咖啡了。下一幅图。Let's go into the living room. 那让我们就去客厅吧。We can have our coffee there. 在那里我们可以喝咖啡。Excuse the mess, Sam. 不好意思 ,Sam.This room's very untidy. 这间房子实在是太乱了。We are packing our suitcases. 我们正在收拾行李。We are going to leave tomorrow. 明天我们就要离开了。Tom and I are going to have a holiday. Tom 和我计划要去度假了。Aren't you lucky? 哦，你们真是太幸运了。When are you going to have your holiday, Sam? Tom 就问他说，那你呢？什么时候去准备度假呀？ Sam 回答道， I don't know. I have already had my holiday this year. 我今年已经用过我的假期了。此句中又重复出现了 have already had， 前一个 have 还是完成时的标志，那后一个 had my holiday 表示度假，实义动词。那 Carol 很好奇，就问他 Where did you go？ 那你度假都去哪儿了？ Sam 说 I stayed at home， 我在家度的假。这就是我们今天的学习内容。Lesson 183，现在完成时。现在完成时是许多语言都有的一种重要时态，表明过去某个动作对现在生活的影响。我们现在的生活都在受着过去的事件影响，同理，我们现在的决定也会影响将来的生活。比如说，新冠肺炎疾病发生在半年前，现在仍然影响着我们今天的生活，我们仍然待在家里面。当然，过去有些事情已经不再影响今天的生活了，比如说100年前的西班牙感冒病毒也曾深深地影响着全球，但是如今已经被人早就淡忘了。有一件事情虽然发生在近2000年前，但是现在仍然影响着我们每一个人的生活，并永远地影响下去，直到永永远远。这件事情就是耶稣的死而复活。基督教深刻地影响着西方文化，如果没有基督教，西方文化可能早就随着罗马帝国和希腊文明的没落也就走向了灭亡。所以我们十分安静地说，现在的世界格局就是耶稣的死而复活的一件事情所决定的。有人可能不服气了，会说一个普通人的诈死和假活怎么能够影响后代万世呢？所以这世界的格局不是由这一个人的死活决定的，而是由之许许多多后的人和许许多多的事不断地混杂在一起才决定的。是的，这种分析似乎符合逻辑。比如说在500年前，马丁路德的宗教改革运动就是给西方文明打了一剂强行针，当时已经病入膏肓的西方文明从此得到了更强大的生命。但是马丁路德自己岂不是从耶稣的死而复活里重新获得了生命吗？如果耶稣只是一个普通人，他的死而复活又怎么可能给一个1500年后的马丁路德注入新的生命呢？又怎么可能借着一个普通的马丁路德给整个西方文明注入更强大的生命呢？甚至还影响了整个人类的文明呢？结论只有一个，耶稣不是普通人，他的死而复活也绝对不是诈死假活，他是上帝，而且他一直都在人类的社会中工作，施加着影响，改变我们的生命，甚至决定我们的生命轨迹和世界的格局。下面这个问题留给你去思考，如果耶稣有能力可以影响带领全人类的文明直到如今，那么你愿意把自己的生命交给他带领，得到更丰盛的生命，如同过去许许多多的人从耶稣那里得到丰盛的生命一样吗？让我们来祷告。主耶稣啊，你爱我们，甚至愿意舍弃自己的生命来拯救我们，求掌管我的生命，让我可以活出你丰盛的生命，也可以成为他人的祝福，成为影响他人生命的好的现在完成时。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。